Italy, Italy. The women are all dressed so prettily. Italy, Italy. The men speak together so prettily. Italians are perfect without any flaw, for in Italy nobody breaks any law.
And donkeys he
bought.
But in Italy nobody breaks any law.
It's a donkey for sale. Who wants a beast of burden?
It's a party
animal. And really to children I'm certain.
Please, can you swear it?
Not for me,
I swear it.
So nice,
this is my parent.
For in Italy, nobody breaks any law. Now, please don't think that it's only Italians we mean to affront or demean or assault. It's all of the scoundrels, it's all their scallions. Every spoiled, every brat, every rotten adult. For you all can use a gun, scolding and drubbing. And your part of me are included by metaphor. Really, it's good that the others are snubbing. What else do you think they write up a metaphor?
Desires. Woman, man,
child,
woman, animal,
insect,
godmother of all Italy, looking out for us,
keeping us from harm,
or letting us stumble into it if it will teach us a lesson.
I know I shouldn't do it because it's wrong to steal.
But look how others view it.
How long since my last meal?
You shouldn't steal that apple, little boy.
Madrina.
Che bellezza.
You are so beautiful.
I wasn't stealing, Madrina.
Eugenio.
I wasn't.
There, there. I only frightened you to stop you from stealing. And don't think I can't see what you're doing behind my back.
What? What am I doing now?
No, I mean you.
Do that. Seeing behind you and changing shape?
Put the apple back.
I want to see your other pretty face again. Show me.
I'm warning you. Be a good boy and put the apple back.
What apple? I didn't steal any apples.
Liar. One last chance now. Admit your crime.
But I'm innocent. I didn't steal a thing.
Look out!
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid you need some stronger lessons, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio!
No, I deny it! I deny it!
It's a brother!